We're in Siman Shin Samach Vav Sif Yud. We're in the middle of the halachas of being mezaka an Erev, where the Erev is supposed to be given by all the different people who live in houses in that chatzar. And instead, one person wants to take a bread of his and give it to someone else to be zocha for all the people that live there. Who is this someone else that you can give it to? So that's what the Sif is dealing with. Kesha mezaka lohem al yedei acher. When you're mezaka by way of someone else, lo yezaka al yedei bno uvito haktanim, you should not be mezaka by way of your young children that are not bar or bas mitzvah, because they don't have a yad of their own. Their yad is like his yad. Afilu einem smuchim al shulchano, even if they're financially independent or being supported by somebody else, but they don't have a yad because they're ktanim. V'lo yidei avdei v'shivchoso aknanim, and not by way of their eved and shivcha, that are ktanim, because also yad eved is ki yad rabo. We're talking about avodim knanim, which would have to have the halachas of an eved knanim. Avol mezakhu al yidei bno vito hagdolim afilu smuchim al shulchanu. The first day holds that you are allowed to be mezaka by way of a child above bar mitzvah, even though he is somach al shulchancha. Now, what does somach al shulchanu change? The halacha is Chazal made a takana that if a child is somach al shulchan aviv, then avedoso goes to his parents. If he finds something, it goes to the parents. So the Mechaber in this shita holds that nevertheless he has a yad. It's just that Chazal were mitakein that the mitzia goes to the father. This is not a mitzia, and the father wants him to be zocha. How about an eved ivri? Afiluim ktanim. They were makel even by ktanim. So what's pshat? The Rabbanon were makel with regard to Erev to give them a yad, even though they're ktanim. So the Bir Halacha adds, let's say you have someone living in your home who has a yad, but he's living off you. You have a malamed living in your house, a yosin that you brought into the house. Once he's over bar bas mitzvah, you can be mezaka by way of his hagbah. Val yidei yishto, afal pi shumalo la mezonis, your wife, even though she's somach al shulchancha, you can also give it to her to be mezaka for them, to be zocha for them. Vafila ein la bayis b'chotzer. Even if she doesn't have a house in this chotzer, I would have said that it's only migu, that she's zocha for herself, she's zocha for everybody else. Kamash malon, that even if she doesn't have a house in this chotzer, she can be zocha for the other people with the din of zachan adam shelo b'fanav. The Yesh Omrim, the second sheet to hold, Shein HaMazake, they ben obito asmuch al shulchanu afil veim gedolim. They say that it has the same halach as Mitziah, that the same way that any kid that's somach al shulchancha, even though that wasn't your kavana, even though your kavana is not that you should be zochit, you want them to be zochit for somebody else. Nevertheless, since Chazal were metaken that the Mitziah goes to themselves, it won't work for Erev. Or a daughter who's not a gedola yet, even if he's not somach al shulchano, and not by way of his wife whom he supports, or he told her that she can work and support herself with that money, with the money that she makes, because really that should have been his money, and he's allowing her to support herself with that money instead. So again, it's like being somach al shulchano. Even if she has a house in that chotzer, where we could have said migu, that she's zocha for herself, nevertheless, it doesn't work. Aval mezaka yidei bno sheinu somach al shulchano, afilu katan, but a bno who's not somach al shulchano, even though he's a katan, on him he could. Since with regard to mitzia, it's his own. Vayidei bito shabogro ve'inu smuch al shulchano. That's whom he could be mezaka with. And you should be choshish for both, which means that you should only be mezaka by way of a godel that's not somach al shulchano. Hago, b'di'evet, somach al divrei ha-mekel be'erev. B'di'evet will be somach on the mekelim too. V'chein godel sheyesh lo ish, av'al bishe somach al shulchan aviv, mezaken al yado. A married son, even if he's eating in his father's house, he still has a yad and he's zoch and the metzias are his. V'afil l'chatchila v'ein tzarech l'odiyim l'ozun sheziga kodem ha-shabbos el modiyim b'shabbos mutal l'taltal. You do not have to tell them before Shabbos that you mezaka for them. So this lamais is the Ramah, where the Ramah is saying that b'di'eved you can be somach on a different yamekel, even though l'chatchila you should not use your children that are somach al shulchancha, even though they're gedolim. But b'di'eved you could rely on it, and you don't have to tell people that you're being mezaka them in the erev. You can tell them on Shabbos itself.